You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast. Can
I start over? No, it's live. It is. It's streaming live. Go ahead.
Creativity Wasted is a podcast where a group of creative people get together and we each share an idea that we're not planning on pursuing in real life, such as an invention idea that's outside our area of expertise, a futuristic sci-fi movie idea, or an evil prank idea. And rather than just letting the idea quietly slip away, we get some fun out of it by joking about it together. I'm comedian Josh Boab.
And I'm your host, Tom Walma. This is Creativity Wasted. A great chaotic start.
You can I start over?
I mispronounce my own name. And then we've got one comic who might call in late and another one who might show up late. So this is the episode of chaos. Yeah,
I think I said creativity wasted.
So that's an appropriate start. So and thank you for filling in, Josh. And I'll start with my idea and give you time to think of an idea. I also have a backup idea if I need it.
I just thought of one. We're good.
Actually, do you want to go first?
Yeah, kind of. I'm kind of excited about it now because as I was reading the intro, I didn't realize we could do an evil prank.
Well, you can't do it.
Well,
you can talk about it.
I might do it. I might do it to you.
Right now?
Yeah. Ever since I saw the movie, back whenever it came out in the 90s or whatever, I've always wanted to Truman Show somebody. Do you remember the movie?
Yeah. But.
Yes. That sounds. You couldn't.
You've already spoiled it now for me. So if you're going to Truman Show me, I don't know how you would do that.
Oh, I could do it pretty easily.
Go ahead.
So, okay. Well, do you watch It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
Yeah, I'm a few seasons behind, but yeah.
There's an episode where, you know, D on the show, she wants to be a stand-up comic. So there's a episode where the guys prank her into thinking that she has become a successful stand-up comic, and she's on a plane to go to Conan or whatever it was, Jay Leno or whatever, and do the show. And she gets off the plane. They take her to the studio and they put makeup on her and everything. And they say, okay, you're on. And she walks out and she's back in the bar. I could do that to you so easily.
She's back in the bar.
Yeah.
So they didn't take her to Conan. They just tricked her into thinking.
They tricked her. Yeah.
Oh, I thought that it was going to end that she would walk out and then get tackled by security or something. But,
that's a pretty good one. But no, she ended up sleeping with like two of the guys that said they were talent agents. Turns out one of them was like her garbage man or something.
Well. If you want to sleep with me, I don't know if that would work. I'm not that desperate to get on Conan. Although, yeah.
I love that you say Conan.
Yeah, I say Conan. And then I got called a couple weeks ago. I got picked on because I said a Star Wars name wrong. I said Hans Solo.
Hans Solo?
Yeah.
I wish I was there. That's the Swedish Star Wars, Han Solo.
Hans Solo and Han Solo sound exactly the same to my ears.
And who picked on you for this?
Mike Ball.
Oh.
Who probably isn't a Star Wars nerd, but he's Star Wars enough to pick up on that, which probably 95% of the country is.
Can I tell a quick Mike Ball story?
Go ahead.
You're like,
give
no.
me some
well,
dirt.
I'm thinking that this isn't a gossip show. I mean, you're no, okay
good,
with him hearing this.
It's a good story. Yes, it's a good story. So Mike did my show, Bayside, about 2 months ago. And Mike has this bit at the end of his act where he sings songs with different lyrics. And one of the songs that he did was to the tune of Hey Yeah, which is by some artist I can't think of right now.
Outcast maybe, yeah, or like what do you call it?
Wu-Tang, or not no. Wu-Tang, but
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just showing my ignorance again.
Yeah, some band that 44-year-old white guy's never heard of. But so anyway, he does this thing where he picks out a woman from the audience to come up and help him sing. And to nobody, you know, to everyone's surprise, he actually happened to pick a professional singer. And she went up there and instead of "Hey Yeah," the chorus that she sang was "Vagina." And she did such a great job that for like 2 weeks, I was driving in my car going, "Vagina, vagina." Like, it was great.
Did she just do that? Or did Mike Ball tell her to sing "Vagina"?
No, Mike told her. It was part of the song.
Okay. So
I figure we have an hour to kill. I can, you know,
I'm not going
to
sing "Vagina." I'll ruin "Vagina" for you. You'll become musically.
You probably would.
Maybe not gay, but musically gay.
Musically gay. No. So back to the Truman Show. That's what I want to do to somebody. I think that'd be awesome.
In any aspect, or in any aspect to stand-up comedy and Conan? And
well, because, I mean, I don't know. I think when you're like a weird person, like all comics are pretty weird. Like, I think you maybe sometimes, at least I do, like think you're being Truman Showed.
Yeah, I definitely have that. Like, is this a conspiracy that all three of my guests couldn't make the show? But I guess it's bound to happen eventually, you know?
Right.
And yeah. Anyway. But yeah, I know what you mean by that. I definitely have that insanity in me. So what you're trying to tell me is that I'm not booked for Bayside for the 27th, that I have in fact been Truman Showed already.
That's right. I didn't know you were booked, but I'll go check.
Pretty sure.
All right.
Oh, so the Truman Showing has already begun. Or no, you've done the reveal. That was the reveal.
I'm just going to mess with you until you're not sure what's real or what's not.
Okay. Truman Show. So it wouldn't involve building. Like, I guess for the fake Conan, they must have done something. And I'm going to stick with Conan. I don't care. Conan sounds like a posh British Conan. Like Conan seems appropriate to his demeanor. He's a nan. He's a southern drawl, goofball, low class. He's not Conan fits.
Where is Conan from? I don't know.
I don't know. He's from Ivy League. But
in your defense, it is spelled Conan, so.
His humor is more an than un.
Okay. I never deciphered it that way.
Do you also say tomato?
No.
Okay, here's the thing. So those islands off the coast of Florida, not the Keys, but, you know, all the islands. What is that ocean called? So the sea ends with an N. What is that ocean called?
It's not an ocean, the Caribbean.
Okay. So I was trying to get you to say it the way you would normally say it, because some people say Caribbean and some people say Caribbean. And then what do you, when you write a letter, you put it in a what?
I don't write letters.
In an email. You send out a piece of mail.
I put it in an email.
Okay, 20 years ago.
A letter, envelope, whatever, mailbox.
Okay.
Are you trying to get me to do my mailbox material?
No. You know what my favorite is? When people pronounce specific as Pacific. But it doesn't specifically say, and I'm like, you're right, it doesn't, because it's not an ocean. Like, I don't know, like, what?
My wife, normally I don't have any problem with her, but one thing she does that drives me nuts is she says "irregardless," and that doesn't make any sense. It's just regardless. There's no reason to put IR on it, right?
What's that supposed to accomplish?
An anti-regardless. Just
this is really
going to
cement what I'm saying.
Trying to think of an example, but
this is boring.
Okay, sorry.
So Truman Show. Bad. That's interesting. so you could use like VR headsets to trick people.
Okay.
That way you don't have to build shit.
Okay.
That I like the whole concept of VR, and
I've only done VR once, and it was a porn that somebody let me try on, and so you were like point of view the guy lying on a couch, and there was like a girl, you know, going to town, whatever.
And you can look like 20 degrees to either side to look at the wall.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like programmed right.
Or you can kind of look down and out.
I don't know if it was calibrated right, because to look at the girl, I had to look like extreme left. Like I couldn't get it just to be center.
Maybe you've just never been in that position before.
They're trying to get you to kink your neck or something. They're trying to use porn as a weapon to injure people.
Well, that I guess that would be a good invention, is like you could do like if you
went yoga out. Porn VR porn that makes you stretch your body all around to
or what if you made I guess
to this, watch it
I guess this wouldn't even be an invention, it's just a thing you can do now, is you could put on your VR and pretend you're having sex with a more attractive person.
Yeah, I actually have a bit about that.
Oh, okay.
And that was basically the bit. You basically did the whole bit. No, I did 10 minutes on VR headsets at Laugh Tracks.
I saw like 7 minutes of it, I think, at Cave or something.
Oh, yeah, at Cave I did enough. There was a girl, a female comic there, who's only seen me do that set.
Ashley?
Yeah. Yeah. So she thinks that's what I do, is I only joke about VR headsets. I should do that every time I see her from now on. I should do that.
That's kind of a Truman Show.
Like, this guy's obsessed.
You kind of Truman showed her right there. Like, you know what I mean? A little bit.
Maybe we could convince her that I've been just for the past 5 years, I've been doing just VR headset jokes and that's it.
I think we could all be like. Like, let's start right now. Okay. The next person that starts comedy in Detroit and the local scene, we're going to Truman Show them. And like, we're going to let 2 years go by. And then one night at Laugh Tracks, we're all going to be just like, we're not comics. Like, I'm your neighbor.
Are we going to like laugh at their jokes and then all of a sudden stop laughing at their jokes? That seems a little cruel.
The whole thing is cruel. You're like faking their life.
But like, you book a showcase show, so you have a little bit of power to mess with people by like, or you could, I don't know, you could use that power to hurt people.
Yeah.
To Truman Show them.
Yeah. So what's your invention? What's your idea? I only had a few minutes to think of mine, so I haven't sorted out all the details of it yet.
Okay. So a month or so ago, there was a big windstorm in Michigan.
Yep.
I'm assuming everybody listening is probably in Michigan. And it blew some shingles into my yard. Yep. And
us too.
I couldn't tell if they were my shingles or the neighbor's shingles. And I looked from the ground, I looked up onto the roof, and I didn't see any like holes, like missing shingles.
Right.
And I don't like climbing up onto the roof. And I was thinking it would be nice. I have an uncle who fell off of a ladder and hurt his back really bad. And there's a comic, I don't know if I should name him, who hurt his back really bad falling off of a ladder. And so it's not an irrational fear. But what I would like... I was thinking to have a drone that I could fly like a string up around the chimney, and then I would attach like a rope to that string and pull the rope up, and that rope would be like a safety harness. So I would always be attached to the safety harness, even when I'm climbing up the ladder and down the ladder, because, the normal way, if you had a safety harness, is you would climb up the ladder and then walk to the chimney dangerously and then put the safety harness around it and then walk around securely and then when you were getting down, you would have to do the dangerous climb down the ladder. And that's probably where most people fall, is getting up and up onto the roof and off the roof. So it defeats the point. So I wanted to use a drone. This isn't my idea yet.
Okay.
So let's skip your question, whatever it was. But that got me to thinking.
I hope you get your own talk show one day, like on television.
Or I just interrupt people.
You just like tell them they're boring, interrupt them, like tell them not to talk about certain things. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the concept of using drones to move around ropes got me into thinking what my real idea for the episode is. And I call it Drone Tarzan. And so what you'd do is you'd buy up some land in the woods. This is Michigan, so it's easy to find land in the woods. Buy some rope and buy some drones. And some of those drones would be camera drones to film you being Tarzan. And some of them would be to lift things like ropes and sticks and rope pulleys and stuff that you would to build your stunts, basically. And so you'd make a living like Tarzan for real, like living in the woods in a treehouse, and you'd film yourself doing stunts for YouTube. And so you'd become like a millionaire living in the woods like Tarzan.
Sounds like
a paraplegic millionaire eventually.
Yeah, I would hope you make enough money for your hospital bills and stuff.
And so I don't know. I don't know if you like Tarzan was always one of my favorite movies as a kid. And I don't know if you believe in evolution, but I think there's a sort of there is like a primitive streak in people, especially males, that swinging on a branch and climbing trees, it's just fun, and it's fun to watch.
They have those destruction rooms. Have you heard of those? Where it's like a room like this, and you just go in and you break shit.
See, I thought of that like a decade ago, and then all of a sudden they started popping up, and I was so mad about it, because that was like my thing. When I was angry, I'd just go grab some like cheap glass china and just baseball bat and go to the woods. I was like, I thought of this. I created this.
You could just date a guy you don't like just so you could dump him and trash his room.
That's a bit far. I don't think I'd go to that level, but.
Yeah, that was a dumb thought. But okay, so back to Tarzan. So, and I've loved like stunt shows like Jackass, and that's sort of skateboarding based. And then there was one called Nitro Circus on MTV, which was like a dirt bike type stunt show. And so there isn't a big stunt show on television. So there's a niche that's waiting to be filled. And also there's some of the big YouTubers. There's a guy named Casey Neistat. I'm sure I mispronounced that, like I mispronounce everything. He's a skateboarder, and he's famous from YouTube famous. And so being Tarzan on YouTube might be a good formula for success, filling the niche of the stuntman. And it also fills a niche that's sort of left over by like Mythbusters, of like building stuff and testing stuff, like invention ideas and like thing like the Mythbusters did a lot of explosions and like throwing a dummy off of a building and seeing what happens. In this case, I would be the dummy falling off the building, or whoever did this.
I think we should somehow like put in there where we could bet on whether you would successfully do the challenge or not. Like,
yeah,
every day.
And I think, yeah, as long as I could get a taste of that betting the VIG. Income. Yeah, the VIG. I'm hoping Ray isn't just sitting out there waiting to come in. But no, it's probably just somebody else wandering around out there. But so I think there's a niche that's not filled with Mythbusters going off the air. Too. Go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, you were talking about, you know, people out in the hallway there. I would never do this, but every time I come in here, the first thought I have is, I'm gonna come here someday and just steal all that liquor. There's like 30 bottles of liquor out there and the door is wide open.
We will hunt you down and break your legs.
I shouldn't have said that, because if somebody does steal it,
just leave
you're
the
gonna find me.
Just leave the Kraken.
Well,
oh yeah, that's right. That's what you were drinking last time.
That's what I'm drinking now. Some things never change.
A few weeks ago, I left and one of my guests set off a car alarm in the parking lot, and it just kept going off. And I thought, do I go in and admit that it was one of my guests? It wasn't me. I was parked in the Mexican restaurant lot. I wasn't even in that lot, but it was one of my guests. I thought, well, if I go in, in the future, they're going to associate that car alarm with me, even though I don't have control over my ne'er-do-well comic guests such as yourself. But,
I am ne'er-do-well. That's
true. And then after that, if I have my guests start stealing liquor, I might get banned from this place. All of my criminal associates in the comedy world.
Sorry, go ahead.
Probably another comic will probably end up like sleeping on the couch out there, because that's what comics do. So yeah, there's a niche that's sort of waiting to be filled with Mythbusters going off the air. There's some newer shows, but they're not as good as Mythbusters. So, and there's,
were you a big Mythbusters fan?
Yeah.
So I saw the show a few times. I was never a big fan, but I always heard that those two guys did not like each other. Is that true?
Yep.
Really?
Yeah, they admit it now. Huh. And they don't work together. The Adam Savage, the fun one, does a lot of stuff, and Jamie's doesn't work with him anymore. Like, and he goes on tour with Adam Savage goes on tour with another YouTube guy, but not Jamie.
Yeah, I've seen ads for his show. You know, you always hear about, like, especially like rock bands that don't get along, like the Eagles. None of them liked each other. I've never disliked somebody so much that I would give up millions of dollars. You know what I mean?
Like, right?
I don't get that.
Well, once you already have $1 million, giving up a few more $1 million probably isn't that,
maybe,
is a totally different thing than,
well, like,
going from lower middle class or wherever you're at to.
But like, how different could, like, the Beatles have been? They're all just guys from Liverpool. Like, how could they hate each other that much? You know, but I don't know. Go ahead.
Women stuff, probably.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
But like coworkers, like, in an office. Yeah. You don't usually hate your coworkers so much that you quit. Although I guess people do that.
Yeah.
Or they get fired. So I guess that's a analogy, but I've never hated a coworker so much that I had to quit, or that they quit. But yeah, so the stunt, the Tarzan, drone Tarzan, you have the stunt thing, you have the building thing, and then you have eco people, like Living Green and shows like that. It might appeal to them because you could like build a fancy treehouse with like running, like almost like Swiss Family Robinson, you know, like an over the top type, right, eco thing too as part of it.
I think if you got popular enough, people would come to like where you lived and like watched you do this stuff.
Yeah. But as long as they don't leave trash everywhere, like they'd make good padding for when you're landing. Like a giant stage dive. No. But so there's lots of uses for the drones, for the drone Tarzan. So they film you for one. They help you find locations up in the trees to put swings and zip lines and all of your stunts.
I feel like that's cheating now.
It's making it, I'll get to that. It's making it realistic, I think. You can use it to lift stuff to help you build too. Like, cause they make drones that can like lift people.
Yeah.
Practically. So they can lift like a hammer and construction equipment and stuff.
Can I interrupt you again?
Aren't those called helicopters?
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I was going to say. There is a...
I don't think I trust a drone to, like, carry my body to a hospital.
They have that, though.
Throw that out there. They have that, though. I don't trust that.
There's an ambulance drone. I forget where it's from, but there is one, and it fits a paramedic and then the patient, and it drives around. So there's your driving car that we've been waiting for 50 years, right? And then also, in all of your pockets, we have television phones, right, with FaceTime. And so we have these two inventions, and probably more if I thought about it, that all my life seemed impossible. And now they're here. Nobody cares. Nobody gives a damn.
Yeah.
I just find that funny.
Yeah, I find it interesting that we text people, but we speak to our televisions, like our Alexa devices and our
Right.
So it's like the exact opposite of what you would think.
That's right. You won't call somebody on the phone, but you'll tell Alexa to do whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, so back to the drones. So the biggest thing for Tarzan is that they can reset the ropes back to the position where they're ready to be swung on, or pull the zip line back up to the handle to the top.
Sure.
Because in the show, which isn't sort of realistic, the ropes are always magically where Tarzan needs them to be.
Right.
But in real life, you have to reset all those ropes. It take half of a day. If you're swinging down like a sequence of 10 ropes, like if every one you did, you had to climb up another tree to put the rope back in position for the next time you swing towards it. You had to climb up and down 10 trees to set that sequence of ropes up. It would take a day just to do that. But if you had a drone do it for you. And then the other thing is about magically putting the ropes where they need to be. You could have either someone piloting the drone or like a drone that detects where you're at. So as you're flying through the air, it'll detect where you're going and move the rope a foot or two to either direction to make sure it's where it needs to be so that you can catch it. So all of a sudden, like Tarzan swinging from vine to vine or swing to swing might have seemed unfeasible before drones in real life, but now all of a sudden it's possible.
Going through a lot of lithium with all these drones. I don't know how green that is.
Whatever.
So, speaking of Tarzan real quick. So have you heard the theory about Frozen and Tarzan?
No.
So
they froze to death Tarzan?
No. I think the theory, and I didn't read the article, I think, but the headline was intriguing, was Tarzan. So Tarzan is supposed to be the little boy from Frozen that goes with his parents and they get shipwrecked or whatever. And the parents die, but the little boy becomes Tarzan. So like the movies are connected in that way.
I'm sorry. I was checking my text and
that's okay.
I'm so unprofessional.
It wasn't as interesting as I thought it was going to be.
Anyway, so the rest of this is I have a list of stunts that I would want to do as drone Tarzan. Okay. So the simplest one obviously is like a rope swing where you jump off into a river or a lake So the drone would film you and it would pull the rope back up to whatever rock or branch you're jumping off of. So you can swing, the next person can swing or you can swing again. And then that would be a good place to start because you don't want to start with the super dangerous stuff. That one probably wouldn't get a lot of YouTube videos because it's not that dangerous. You might have to get some pretty girls in bikinis. Or you'd have to put like an alligator in the water or something to make it more interesting.
Sure.
So then there's zip lines.
Could the alligator be in a bikini?
Even better.
Yeah. You ever see those YouTube or sometimes they go around social media, like somebody will put a dog in pantyhose and it looks weirdly realistic.
I haven't seen that.
When I first signed up for Facebook, before I became a comic, I didn't use it much, but I would post those funny things. And I realized that for one year, three of my six posts were animals wearing lingerie and like pantyhose. I thought, what does that say about me?
Like, as a person, probably nothing good.
But it was just because I thought it was hilarious.
It is funny.
But yeah, I could see how people could get the wrong idea from that. And then you could have trapeze like swings, and then you could jump from thing to thing, like swing somewhere, jump off, grab a zip line thing, and swing down. And you could have a zip line that doesn't have a platform at the bottom. So it just shoots you flying. So then you have to grab the next thing. Hmm. Or you could have a zip line where the handle that you're hanging onto is like 3 or 4 feet below the rope. Uh-huh. And then when the zip line hits the end of the thing that it's going down, it'll just stop. But then you'll swing around it like a clock hand, like vertically. And so you'll do like a flip, and then you'll jump off and move to the next thing.
Sounds a little like Cirque du Soleil.
But more manly and cool.
Okay. So you'll be doing all
and
this.
And not weird French, like,
right-ness,
Frenchness.
You'll be doing all this.
French lameness.
You won't be wearing a leotard. You'll be wearing like frayed jean shorts.
Whenever anything is French, they just throw weird like mime shit in there. And it's just like, why does this have to ruin this otherwise good thing? They always have to throw their weird Frenchness, French lameness in.
Once again, I'm French. I've been personally offended by this podcast.
Well, you haven't burst into mime, so I'm not going to hold the Frenchness against you.
A little hard to do when it's, you know, radio, but.
Yeah. We could have Truman showed the audience and pretended that you were doing mime the whole time.
It's true.
Or even miming laughter the whole time.
We'll do that next time.
So jumping from rope to rope is the essence of Tarzan. So that's, you'd want to do a lot of that, jumping from thing to thing.
Right.
Rope to zip line to trapeze thing. And so that's the dangerous part. Like, you probably wouldn't need safety ropes below most of the zip line, but below where you're jumping from thing to thing, you'd want some sort of safety thing to land into. So like you'd want to do it over a river or a lake, or you'd want to have like a pile of leaves that you could land in. And you could use the drone to help move the leaves. Like, I don't know if you, I grew up near the woods. And so we always, what we would do is we would rake leaves. Why is that funny?
I mean, unless you live in the inner city, doesn't everybody grow up near the woods?
I don't know. In Michigan, I guess. Yeah. So we would rake leaves and we would put them in a bed sheet.
I live near a tree.
Yeah, I guess most of us live near trees that seasonal, the leaves fall.
I grew up in a forest.
So then we would rake the leaves onto a bed sheet, and then we'd pick up the ends of the bed sheet and carry it like a Santa sack down to the woods. Hey, thanks for coming.
Hey. Sorry, I'm late. God. I apologize, Tom.
Please add some normalcy and.
Okay. So Kyle Forsyth is here.
This mic right here.
Thanks
for
coming.
Cool? Is it cool if I take this one? All right.
Already awesome. On.
Already on? Perfect. Side is which? Uh-oh. I don't know where these headphones go.
So I'm talking about my idea, which is a drone Tarzan. So basically I want to buy a bunch of land in the woods.
Hold on. Before you explain it, Kyle, what do you think drone Tarzan means?
It's pretty self-explanatory.
It's like it seems pretty pointless because like Tarzan like swings from tree to tree, like he flies using things to fly, and like it, like he uses utensils, like he grabs onto ropes, or they're not ropes, I guess they're like vines, he grabs onto vines and swings from vine to vine, and that's his version of flying. You're defeating the purpose of being Tarzan if you just turn it into a drone. Then you're just naming a drone Tarzan.
Like, no,
that's all that boils
down to. The drone isn't Tarzan. I'm Tarzan. And the drone is filming me and putting up YouTube videos to make me millions of dollars.
So you're creating a character. Yeah. Or you're creating a movie? Or?
But basically, the drone's going to do a lot of the work for him. So it's kind of cheating. I'm just saying.
I mean, he still has to edit it, right? It's like
Tarzan,
like you've got to edit the series drone Tarzan and upload it to YouTube, unless like that drone is so sophisticated, unless you create a robot Tarzan.
Either that or you never mess up ever. Yeah.
I think Jane would do the editing.
That seems sexist. I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not sure I'm comfortable with that, Tom.
Well.
Like, get back to your Santa sack.
What does she do in the movies? Yeah. My Jane at least has a job.
Yeah, you're gonna have to pay your Jane.
and her job is a film editor.
Yeah.
I just realized now that you're talking about a character in Tarzan and not a certain local comic. But go ahead.
Oh.
So you're talking about a Santa sack.
Yeah, so one of the things that drones could do is it could set up your stunts. And so one of the things is you'd want like a pile of leaves to land in between the vines or swings that you're jumping from one to the other so you don't die when you fall. And so what I did as a kid at my parents' house, we would rake leaves, and there was woods behind us. So we'd rake them onto a bed sheet and then pick it up like a Santa sack, and then walk over to the woods and just dump them in the woods. And so you could, instead of doing that, you could put them in the leaves into a bed sheet like a Santa sack, and then have the drone fly them to where they need to be.
That seems like a solid plan. Yeah. I mean, for people who have, that seems like a solid plan for anybody, not even people who live near the woods, because then, I mean, but then your business is going to get so big that, I mean, I guess like you just keep selling more drones. I was going to say, then does it turn into helicopter leave shipments? I don't know. How big does this get?
Yeah, I guess in and of itself could be a business.
I guess you could probably do that right now with the drones that already exist, if I'm being honest with you. Like, all it would take is like a sack. Like a hook on a drone, and then like some sort of like remote controlled release button on the drone remote, I assume. That seems like what it would be, which seems very easily doable. Like, that seems within the boundaries of what already exists. That seems like something that somebody could do.
So back to the Tarzan landing in the leaves.
This all seems like a very elaborate Rube Goldberg machine.
Yeah, I was going to get there. Yeah, you could have a Rube Goldberg machine.
That results in you breaking your ankle.
Or you could bring both of those drones together, get like the leaf drone and the Tarzan drone. Tarzan drone will follow you while you're recording your Tarzan stuff, and then it'll just drop leaves over you for cinematic effect.
After you fall and die.
Confetti, you just get leaves.
Yeah, it looks like all like the Tarzan drone will catch it on camera, and then it'll look really cinematic and cool, like leaves just draping over you as you're swinging from vine to vine. Cinematically, this is going to look really cool for the first episode of Drone Tarzan.
He's going to die in the first episode.
Yeah.
So one of my concerns was that if you landed in a big pile of leaves, you could drown in it.
I don't think so. I think that I don't think leaves work like snow. Like, I don't think it works the same. Leaves seem like you could probably just crush them, I think, maybe. I don't know. Maybe. You might suffocate if it's a big enough pit of leaves, I guess.
If you get murdered by a pile of leaves, I feel so bad for you.
Yeah. That's a terrible
way
to go.
That's just
out.
Natural selection being but like, people we have don't have like, to try hard this time.
People have, like, filled their swimming pool with Jell-O and, like, drowned in it.
Really?
Like, weird shit like that. I don't know of that in particular.
Wait, you just told us that somebody drowned in a pool of Jell-O, and now you're telling us that you don't know if that actually happened?
Well, I saw...
What's actually going on here, Tom? Did somebody die in a pool of Jell-O or not?
Google
I want
it.
The answers.
I did see a video. There's these, like, water balloon type things, and I did see a video of a person that filled their swimming pool with that, but they didn't drown in it. But, I know that people have drowned in weird things other than water. I can guarantee that.
Well, yeah.
And the other thing is, like, if you have a giant pile of manure, it can set fire because of the bacteria that eat the manure.
Isn't that the point of, like,
heat.
That seems like old news, though. Isn't that why people, like, lit bags of poop on fire, I guess? No, that was just to get people to stomp on it. But, yeah. I feel like poop was also flammable. Maybe some people knew that, some people didn't. I don't know.
But I don't know if giant pile of leaves, like, bigger than you would normally have in nature, because there's lots
of,
like...
What if you died in a pile of poop?
Yeah, I guess a pile of poop could make a good landing, soft landing, too. Yeah.
Let's take this to, like, third grade jokes now. What if you died in poop?
I mean, Tom plans on living out there in a treehouse, so you got to poop somewhere, Tom.
Yeah, so I might as well. It's recycling. Part of it was the eco thing, so.
Has Josh gone over any of his ideas yet?
Well, I got called an hour before the show, so I didn't really have an idea.
I got two ideas written
okay,
down.
Okay, please.
Well, let me. I want to finish my idea.
Okay, all
Give
right.
Me about
Sorry.
Five
oh.
minutes to finish. Okay.
All right.
The leaf placement is critical.
Yeah, I didn't.
So you'd put things down to help protect you, like leaves, or you do it over a river. You could have mud, like dirt bike people. They make ramps. For jumping dirt bikes, you could make a ramp in between the vines that you swing from, so it's the ground is up high.
That's also
so
cheating.
So you fall farther, least. Or you could do the ski jump philosophy, which is that you just move forward really, really fast, and so when you do hit the ground, it's not as hard of an impact.
I think you're going to go viral for all the wrong reasons.
I think Tom's just going to die if he tries any of this.
You could jump from swing to swing, jump from swing to zip line to swing. And then another
from
thought.
From vine to vine? Swing from vine to vine? Are you jumping from swing to swing or vine to vine? Is there a bunch
All
of
sorts
swings
of
inside of these woods? Because that's a whole different set of things.
You build them.
Are you landing butt first inside of these swings too and just swinging like a child at a park?
If you want. Or like trapeze, you grab onto above you.
Why don't you just get a green screen?
That's boring.
Sounds a lot safer for your health.
But I had the idea to put like a water slide 50 foot up in the trees.
I think at this point you're just designing a theme park.
kind of. Yeah.
I think you've designed
it. Tarzan never had a water slide.
Yeah.
He had rivers.
Those were
he could have built one if he wanted
Tarzan
to.
Tarzan used nature's water
lazy.
Slides.
There's a place called Michigan Outdoor Adventure, and it's probably exactly like what you're describing.
But it's so much cooler to have it be ghetto.
But they didn't have
dangerous.
Wait, so now you're ghetto Tarzan too?
No, it's like a homemade, not
when
like
did
ghetto
this get ghetto.
Ghetto.
Like,
I use the term
he's
ghetto.
He's like, I live in the
like,
woods, so it's ghetto.
Tarzan, Grand Theft Auto.
I use ghetto in the context of like sketchy, like
juggle,
I think
it could just break. It's like it looks like it could just break and like fall. Like there's a ghetto. Using sketchy, there's a ghetto theme park in Michigan. A guy built like a homemade roller coaster and stuff. It's along those lines.
Tarzan sells meth.
But so you'd have this like water slide up in the trees, and then it would just end. So you'd just go flying off the end of it, and then you'd have to hang onto a branch or something, or hit another water slide and keep going. And so you could like kayak down it.
Is this shoots and ladders now?
I'm Once again, Tarzan never had kayaks.
And that, or instead of using a kayak, you could use a live alligator.
This is the laziest Tarzan ever.
But the alligator has
I'm
going to
do stuff, but I'm not really going
earlier.
To do it.
Okay, so I want to get a couple more good stunts, and then you can go.
There's more to this? This isn't done. I thought this Tarzan one. How is there more to this Tarzan?
Okay, so you could just more stunts that you could do. You could swing on a holding a vine or trapeze or whatever under a branch, so you flip around like a clock hand, like vertically over it.
Right.
You could. I already did the water slide one. You could start out underwater, hanging onto a rope, and at the other end of the rope, there's like a giant log way.
Where
up
are you
going to
get inertia from underwater?
I'm explaining that. So you have like a heavy weight suspended up in the trees on the other end of the rope, and then in between that there's a like a branch. So as somebody pushes that down, so as
so
that
now
comes
another
down,
person is involved in your Tarzan plan.
Yeah. So
is this Jane doing this? I yes. thought she was at home editing the videos.
Whatever.
Confused.
It, whatever. So hold on. So then, it, as the weight comes down, it shoots you up out of the water, like whatever does that.
So when you talked about hanging on a rope in the water, my brain, the words in my brain were, "But you, how are you gonna? You'll be floaty, floaty. Like you'll be floating.
And you'll then, be floaty, floaty."
And then Kyle's like, "But how are you gonna get inertia?" Like he like totally took my stupid thought and made it like sciencey and smart.
I don't. That's just. I don't. Not really. Don't call me. Don't give like credit me for smart ideas. Nobody's ever like. I'm. Thank you, but nobody's done that before.
I didn't say it didn't surprise me. But
no. Okay, so another stunt is you could mimic like a Mario level, like where you got to jump from platform.
This isn't
to platform.
Tarzan anymore. This is Drone Mario now. When did this become Drone Mario?
And like a real person, like Mario, can jump like four times his own height.
Right.
But like a real person can't do that. So you would have like a pogo stick. Or like bouncy shoes to like launch you up a couple times your own height.
Also so cheating. What? This is all cheating. None of this is real life Tarzan. This
what's
is bullshit
your,
fake Tarzan.
Yeah, what's your estimated starting cost for this idea? Out of curiosity. If you're taking this to like, because we're trying to create like inventions of sorts, right? Let's say you take this to Shark Tank. What's your ask?
It's all YouTube.
But you're already in.
So you start making money on YouTube each stunt.
Like, yeah, but you got to have. Okay, one. So like, let's say you start with stunt one. How much? What's like the starting cost on this? This seems incredibly expensive.
Well, my dad owns some land. So land is.
So we got a spot.
Check,
so
yeah, we got a spot for the Tarzan.
I got
finding vines there.
Probably got to spend. You got to buy a bunch of drones of all different sizes. So that's a few thousand dollars probably.
Is that where you bury the bodies, Tom?
The drones?
I'm just
yeah,
kidding.
The bodies of the drones.
You just chop them. I just chop them up.
I'm just kidding because I always liken you to a serial killer.
So let me do the last stunt and then Kyle can go.
Okay.
So there's a YouTube clip of.
So now you're stealing from another YouTube channel.
Exactly. That's what YouTubers do is they steal from each other. So this is the spinny thing in a park, like a
merry-go-round, right?
It's not a carousel with like horsies on it. It's like a small thing. Where,
I've never heard a grown man say horsies before.
Or floaty.
Well, I'm a comedian. I made you laugh. Mission accomplished.
With horsies on
horsies
it.
Horsies on it. But it's a little one that kids push, and there's a kid on top of it, and he swings in a circle. But there's a guy who stuck like a dirt bike wheel against it. So as the dirt bike wheel spins, it spins this ride, and it got going really fast, and the kid goes flying off of that.
I've seen that.
So I want to take that. And flip it 90 degrees so it's vertical and attach it to the side of a giant tree and have somebody hanging on it. So as it spins, they start spinning around vertically like a clock hand again.
Like a tumbler.
And then eventually they let go and it just sends them flying.
Can I ask, why did you call this Drone Tarzan? This clearly is not just Tarzan at this point.
It's in the woods.
This is just a YouTube stunt channel is what you've described to me, not a Tarzan.
It stunts in the woods. It involves swinging from thing to thing. Good enough.
Drone Tarzan.
Drone Tarzan.
It's like Project Badass on Sunny in Philadelphia.
Not familiar. Okay.
And, you know,
but
Tarzan was in the jungle, not the woods.
Whatever. We live in Michigan. I'm not going to buy some land in Uruguay or whatever.
Yeah, man. His dad already owns some land. Cut him some slack.
Whatever. But go ahead, Kyle. You have about 6 minutes. You drove.
Holy rush from so work good. To get
we
6 minutes.
We did 6 minutes on Leaf.
It's like an open mic.
I have three ideas. All right, we're going to get through this real quick. One idea thought of on the way over here because I rushed over here. And so I got like some rush out, like a little bit of like traffic anger. I want something that I can put on the front and back of my car where I can hit other cars but not damage their vehicle. I don't really care if it damages mine. My car sucks. Like, I just don't want to, like, damage other vehicles. I don't want to have to pay for the damage I do to them, but I want to let them know I hate them.
Yes.
Yes. Like, and I want to do it in, like, an aggressive way where they might get hurt.
But suicidal for you.
Yeah, that's okay with me.
So you're like a kamikaze...
No, I'm driver. Like a comedian. I just hate myself. It's cool. So,
real quick, as someone who has done that, when somebody wouldn't let me in.
You rammed them?
I tapped them. But they get the message. I mean, you don't have to use a lot of force.
Yeah, but like, I don't.
It's so rare.
I want something where like where it's guaranteed that it's not going to damage their vehicle, like chip paint off of mine or anything, like a padding or something.
Oh, there was nothing
it.
Wrong. I bumped them. That was it.
But like a product to guarantee that happens.
I got you.
Second idea is Tinder, but without anyone from your high school.
it just blocks everyone in a 10-mile radius.
That's why I moved hours away.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's called just moving away.
I was at like the mall today like that I work at, and I was talking to this other dude who works at the mall, and I got him on Tinder today for the first time. And, like, he started swiping, and he's like, oh, I know this girl. I was like, how do you know her? He's like, I know her from high school. I was like, swipe right. He's like, not a chance. And I was like, oh, so then like Tinder would be better without chicks from high school? He's like, yeah, I don't want to be with anybody from high school. I was like, there's an invention.
You should be able to filter out. Like,
yeah.
No one who's attended this school.
Tinder was invented since I've been married. And I don't want to hook up with other girls, but I just want to use the technology. I think that's so cool. That,
it is.
Like,
it's so. Know. I met my girlfriend on it.
Yeah. I
mean, so you want basically hot or not. Which is the old Mark Zuckerberg thing.
I remember that.
I have a good comedian friend of mine who, like, I won't mention by name, but you guys might know him. He uses Tinder very regularly, and he just uses it. He doesn't even really talk to the girls on there. Like, he just uses it as, like, a self-esteem boost. he just swipes on it, like, and he's single. Like, he has no attachment to another woman or anything. He just uses it to get a self-esteem boost, and it's
boost.
Pretty cool, actually.
Yeah,
like, one of my friends does that. She never talks to any of the guys. She just likes to go through and goes, he likes me. He likes me. He likes me. He doesn't.
He's from my high school. Fuck that. But then I have one last invention. It's similar to the last one, but a little bit different. This one is Facebook, but for people with kids, because I want to filter them out. So that one's more for me. Sorry, Josh.
Any posts with the word school in
See,
it.
See, it should be family book and then Facebook.
Yeah.
Family book.
Originally, it was like Facebook, but without kids. And then I was like, oh, just, but then we have to give Facebook for the people. Or I was like, Facebook, but without people who have kids. And then I was like, oh, but then we have to give Facebook to the people who have kids. I was like, also, this sort of turns into like a metaphor for racism, I think, at a certain point, and that becomes sketchy for me.
You realize
feel uncomfortable with myself.
You're saying you don't like kids, but you show up from work, you're wearing a Pistons hat, you're wearing a shirt that says
Detroit Rip City,
Detroit Rip
shirt.
City, and you're a comedian. All childlike things in demeanor.
I'm definitely a child in many ways, but
you're
like,
a comic book guy, right? You love comic books.
Yeah.
But you hate kids.
Hate children.
Keep them out of the comic book store.
Yeah, keep them away from me.
As a old white man with lots of young black comedian Facebook friends, I don't know if black Twitter is a real thing.
It's a thing on Reddit. It's a group on Reddit.
Oh, okay. Anyway, thank you.
Yeah. That was just a weird thing.
I've just been wondering.
Any last words for your hatred of kids? Do you plan on ever having kids?
Maybe. I don't want them, but like maybe. You know, it's not always your choice. You know
who
what
plans
I mean? Not
anymore.
Yeah. Like, who knows what'll happen? Maybe I'll get older and want them. But Do we have to wrap this up?
Yep.
We do? Do we?
Thanks for coming.
Do we get to plug ourselves? Do I get to plug all my stuff?
Not if you show up 35 minutes late. No, no, go ahead.
Oh, can I? Really? Does it matter? I don't know. Okay. Every Sunday, Park Bar, Detroit, in Detroit, Detroit Comedy Underground. I run a comedy show. Josh Boab will be on it in like a week or two.
Oh, you run it now?
I'm one of the people who runs it. Okay. Yeah.
How many people run that show?
Like six of us. and then, yeah, Motor City Comedy Festival, September 22nd through 24th.
Oh, I got to sign up.
Yeah, I didn't know about that. I'll have to sign up for that too. Well, thanks for coming, you guys. Thanks for filling in last minute, Josh. That was Creativity Wasted. Thanks for listening.